Hello and welcome to Femdom Frenzy. This is my podcast where I get to tell you about the twisted things I do to my poor little babies when they dare to enter my dungeon. And this episode is about ball busting, and I'm calling it Bat Out of Hell for more than one reason. And you will see, it is the Femdom season. Now let me just say, rest in peace, Meatloaf. Masks are fun, and if he had worn one, we might still have a legend. That's all I'm going to say. Now, before we dive in to my ball-busting story of Femdom glory, I want to give shout-outs to some of my favorite people and Goddess Gang retweeters. You know, the ones who make my life so much sweeter. So, as always, thank you to JP Downing, that podcaster extraordinaire and author of books oh so rare, Mr. Ronald Clark, who is always there, and welcome to the podcast that wouldn't die. Thank you, Queen Erin and Kevin. Welcome to your femdom heaven. Billy Crash of Crash Palace and Kink Noir, and you must read all of those stories. Bondage, I believe, is the new one, so make sure you read them all. Stefan Angelina McElvain, who has many reasons to be vain. Alexandra Dominique is so unique. Frank Middleton and Starla, I'm sorry I don't know your last name, but thanks to co-authoring with Frank, you will soon live in author fame. E.A. Barker's Naughty Page is all the rage. Pat Wong and Harry are legendary. Carrie Cockburn, you read about what you earn, and believe me, she'll give you what you deserve. Sonia Ray Erotica, reader on Medium, you might find there's not much hotter. So, thank you to all of my favorite friends from Twitter. That's where I mostly stay. I do not engage in Facebook play. And you can also find me on Instagram, but they censor a lot of my stuff and threaten to kick me off a lot. So I'm not there that much either. I prefer Twitter where I can be free to be me. Now, don't forget, you can call me on nightflirt.com and we can chat, or you can grab my goodie bags and you'll be so, so glad. And also, you know you have to subscribe to my Patreon page. And if you dare to step up to tier 3 just to please me, then you get to see a very hot, well, you might think it's hot or you might think it's funny, either way, but you'll get to see a special video from this ball busting session. So, there you go. Now, if you are a young girl, you learn from an early age that the best way to put a man who gets too fresh or puts his hands on you on the wrong way is to kick him right in the balls. And when you become a grown-up femdom, Well, then it's something that you do on the regular. And if you're a, you know, someone like me who looks for more than just a good kick, then you might learn to do some other things that makes their hearts sing. So, get ready to surrender to Mistress Victory and listen to how I gave this CBT freak something rather unique. He called me in the middle of the night since he wanted me to fuel his fright. The man was craving CBT and wanted to fan the flames in me. Here's a fact, if you play with fire, you might get burned. Now here's a lesson that you should learn. If you fuck with me, you get what you earn. Now what that means is that I do not like people to bother me late at night after my posted hours. And even if I haven't been bothered and I see someone has texted, I will take that opportunity to unleash my femdom fury, which is exactly what I did to this stupid kid. I say kid, he's not a kid, he's like 30-something. Anyway, he basked in the coals of my immolation. He found the one for his desecration. I rode high on mass elation, contemplating his devastation. Y'all, CBT is so much fun for me. Nothing makes me happier than mutilating man's obsession while he worships me helplessly. He begged for brutality from the queen of savagery. Ball busting. That was his true desire, and I was more than ready to oblige. I designed his dream damage package. I challenged him to survive the wreckage. He was coming in a couple of hours to take a dose of my goddess power. I gathered my tools for testicular torture. I promise you, y'all, it was a scorcher. Now, when I let him in, he dropped to his knees, and y'all know I was pleased. I leashed him up and dragged him to the room where he was about to meet his doom. A basement makes his heart go boom, so I was about to make him swoon. Now, if you really want to get into what goes on in the thinking of a guy who likes ball busting, it's about humiliation. Humiliation goes hand in hand with ball busting. And what's more demeaning for a guy than to have a woman kick him in the balls? Well, what about swing, batter, batter, swing? A big hard whack from a baseball bat. Now y'all know that's where it's at. Now don't get yourselves in a tizzy. It's a wiffle ball bat, you sillies. I chained him to my St. Andrew's cross and wound my whip to start him off, to put him in the submissive mood and to ramp up his adrenaline. It's all about that buildup, baby. It's a dance of danger running rampant over your body. It sings and zings as it winds you up for what you really want. A slam to the balls from your dilettante. While I colored his body a deep dark red, I taunted his soul with the things I said. I told him he was a worthless slut, that all he was good for was cleaning the cum from my lovers. I told him I was going to throw him in a closet with his hands chained behind his back. I was gonna make him watch while I fucked a hot guy, and all he can do is watch and learn. Learn and let that fever burn. Learn how to please a woman since he is an impotent cuck. When I'm done with my glorious fuck, I might let him lick the cum off my delicious pussy. Now, with the whips and the mental pictures winding through his mind, he fell to my design. Boom, bam, whack, from the big black bat. My first blows peppered his thighs. You can believe they widened his eyes. When I had him washed in fear, that's the point, I went full gear. I hit him hard across his dick. He looked as if he might be sick. Still, he begged, "Give me more." So with glee, my black bat soared. I bashed the brains between his legs while his screams made me cream. Then I really fulfilled his dreams. I released him from my cross and tossed him on the bed. Then I made him give me head. He ate my cunt while his cock recovered. He really dug in, so his face was smothered. I squirted him in goddess bliss, then sealed his fate with a kiss. I demanded he get on all fours so he could surrender to his final chore. I lubed a long glass dildo with a round base. I pushed it in his ass as far as it would go. Then I let go with the wiffle ball bat. Tap, 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 right on the base. It was a hit in just the right place. Slams to the ass and more to his balls. It might not make sense to you, but it put him in thrall. It turned him on like you've never seen, and he shot his load in a seminal stream. You can believe into subspace he fell. Thanks to this queen and my bat out of hell. Love ya, mean it. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Tonight, there's a man in the shadows with a gun in his eye and a blade shining no so bright. There's evil in the air and there's thunder in the sky and a killer's on the bloodshot streets. On down in the tunnel with a deadlier eyes. I know, I swear I saw a young boy down in the gutter. He was starting to foam in the heat. Oh, baby, you're the only thing in this whole world that's good and good and right. And wherever you are and wherever you go, there's always gonna be some light. But I gotta get out, I gotta break it out now before the final crack of dawn. So we gotta make the most of our one night together. When it's over, you know we'll both be so alone.
We'll be right back.
twisted at the foot of a burning bike. And I think somebody somewhere must be tolling a bell. And the last thing I see is my heart still beating, breaking out of my body and flying away.